In his second inaugural address, President Barack Obama proclaimed, "We will respond to the threat of climate change, knowing the failure to do so would betray our children and future generations." Yet, several weeks into his second term, it's not clear how the president will seek to keep his pledge to fight for policies to address climate change, green energy, and green jobs. Key cabinet positions in energy and environmental protection remain vacant. The reasons behind the failure of the landmark Waxman-Markey cap-and-trade bill in Congress during Obama's first term is still hotly debated within the administration. Harvard social scientist Theda Skocpol blames big environmental groups like the Environmental Defense Fund for promoting a grand bargain with big utility companies like Duke Energy to organize a centrist coalition in support of measures to address climate change. In the end, the insider compromise strategy failed because it was too technocratic, failed to enlist grassroots activists, and didn't calculate the Tea Party faction's ability to make any compromise position impossible. Others blame poor legislative strategy and tepid support from the Obama White House for the climate bill's failure. Writing in Foreign Policy, the Harvard scholar declares, "The congressional equation can only change if the proponents of carbon limits stop trying to arrange insider bargains and instead put together a transparent proposal such as a carbon tax with revenues refunded directly to citizens with an annual dividend check." Climate activists, Skocpol says, also need a powerful political movement that can influence the outcome of elections in swing districts. The views of the Rio beaches from the high slopes of Vidigal are spectacular, but not found in any tourist book. Until recently, the favela, or slum on the hill, was run by drug gangs where avoiding violence was a daily challenge. Life has settled down since police took control of Vidigal, and property values have soared. According to the Guardian newspaper, rents have tripled since 2010, and big-time investors are moving in. Rumors abound that celebrities like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are planning to buy property there. The rapid gentrification of Rio's favelas follows a similar pattern seen in other major cities like New York, London, and Beijing. The World Cup and Olympic Games, which are coming to Rio in 2014 and 2016 respectively, are accelerating the process of skyrocketing rents. Overall, the average housing rent in Rio has risen over 160% in recent years. While gentrification proceeds, open sewers continue to run through the favela's streets, with little improvements being made to schools or public health clinics. Tuberculosis and dengue fever are rampant, with many residents living in crude shacks with irregular or no water supplies. While the majority of people in the favelas told The Guardian they were pleased about improved security and new social services, several also expressed unease that they may eventually be forcibly relocated or priced out of their homes. The Pentagon decision to open up combat roles to women could create rapid changes in the ranks long before official deadlines dictate. The Christian Science Monitor reports women could be serving in infantry units before the drawdown of U.S. military forces in Afghanistan. Special operations units, such as the Navy SEALs, could also see female recruits in the near future. Over the past 12 years, more than 280,000 American women have been deployed into war zones in both Iraq and Afghanistan, where 152 women were killed. The branches of the U.S. military now have until January 2016 to determine if there are jobs under the new rules that should remain off-limits to women. Top Pentagon brass say they hope opening up combat positions to women will reduce sexual violence against female soldiers, noting that half of the women deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan reported being sexually harassed during their service. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, acknowledged the inferior status of women in the military may have led to abuse. General Dempsey recently told reporters, "I think that disparity begins to establish a psychology that led to the hostile environment for women." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.